and welcome back to another episode of the Stephen Reed podcast. Today I'm joined by Mr. Guy Circus and we're off on an adventure. I hope you enjoy. So welcome back to a slightly different episode of the Stephen Reed podcast. Today I'm joined by my good friend Guy Circus, who featured way back on our conspiracy theories episode, which was a lot of fun and got some good response. But today, like I say, we're trying something slightly different. So why don't you explain, Guy, what we're up to today slash over the next couple of days?
Well, Stephen, we're taking a spontaneous trip anywhere. We don't know where yet. We'll find out soon. But we thought we'd try, just see what offers there are out there. See where we can go. See what adventures we can get up to.
So Guy messaged me a couple of days ago and said to me, mate, do you fancy, let's just go away somewhere. Let's find the cheapest tickets possible and just book it. And we'll go abroad. So I thought, that sounds great. Well, that sounds great, but that doesn't sound quite as exciting enough for me. I figured, why not? Let's take this up one notch. And I responded to him, yes, let's do it. Let's go this week and let's book the tickets the day before we go. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to go away and have a look on different websites, different sources.
Cool places.
Maybe we're sort of amateurs at this. We're just going to figure it out as we go along. So we have no idea. I think it's going to be a really interesting challenge. We don't know what currency we need, what type of weather it's going to be like.
We don't know where we're staying.
No, Guy's already packed a bag and we're here on the boat at the moment, so packed for all eventualities, and we're just going to leave a few things on the boat that we don't need and then set off. So we may end up finding something good for today or tonight. Even it's about 2 o'clock at the moment, and we may end up finding something good for today, so we'll update you guys in the next hour or two with our progress and hopefully fill you in with some of our details. So yeah, we'll speak to you very shortly. Welcome back. It's been more than an hour or two. We're probably another three and a half hours now down the line, but we have everything sorted. We are going tomorrow to Bratislava,
Slovakia.
I've never been. Yeah. You've never been.
No, I've never been.
Well, we don't know what it's about, what there is to do. But we ended up making a bunch of calls, which hopefully you'll have heard a few snippets of. We ended up going on so many different websites, and we tried so desperately to find tickets for today, but had no luck, really. Turned out to be a lot more expensive to be doing it today. So we now have an Airbnb book for tomorrow night. We're leaving the UK about, was it 6:30 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
My brain's frazzled now.
Yeah, it feels like it was a long time ago we started this.
Yeah, it was.
It's only been like 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
But yeah, so we're going to come up with a couple of challenges. A couple of things I want us to do while we're there. One is maybe to go to a concert. I think it would also be really cool if we can try and get on a few different modes of transport while we're there. Maybe aim for about 3, because there's a river going through it by the looks of the map, so we could maybe try and do that. But we'll come up with a few more ideas. Apparently they take euros there, so we've got a bit of time tomorrow to sort these things out. So
yeah,
it's all sorted pretty much. We still need to book parking for the airport, but we're all checked in and ready to go. bags packed. Slightly colder and wetter than we were hoping for, but hey.
Can't be worse than England.
It's going to be a good trip. I'm sure it'll be fine. So yeah, next time you hear us, we'll probably be in Slovakia. If not, maybe airport. In the airport. So,
or in the car.
We'll speak to you
in an hour.
Soon.
We're back. Welcome back to the next part of the Stephen Reed podcast. And you join us in a rather wet and rainy Bratislava, Slovakia. It's looking rather miserable outside, but still, we left the UK in rain and we're back here in rain. I think we brought it with us because the Airbnb host said that it started raining about 10 minutes before we arrived, which is smashing. But anyway, tomorrow and Saturday is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous weather, so we're looking forward to that. Do you want to tell us, Guy, a little bit about what we've been up to since we got here?
Well, Stephen, when we landed, we met our very gracious Airbnb host, showed us around this new chic, modern style apartment.
Mm.
We watched the Europa League final, and then we went out.
Yeah, and this apartment is actually a really good find, considering the price we paid for it. So we paid, what was it, about £140 each.
Altogether
for the return flights and our Airbnb for 3 nights, which is pretty good. And we're only like top 5-10 minute bus or taxi ride from the city centre. So we've done pretty well, I think. And we just Googled last night, as soon as we got here, where to go out and what we should do. And turned out there was this techno, what was it? It's like a techno bar, but we didn't really know what to expect. We just rocked up and it turned out to be almost a bit like a cave or a dungeon.
Yeah, some underground type bar. Very nice. It's like brick layering all the way over in a cave-like fashion.
Yeah, and quite low ceilings. And then some of the music they were playing was actually really good. And it was, like, we recognised quite a few of the songs. Not all of it was techno, thankfully. I think I was a bit worried that it was just going to be really hard to listen to. But it was an interesting vibe. There was just a huge, massive mixture of people there. And although they were playing some hard techno, it still felt like a fairly chilled bar type environment.
Cheap alcohol as well, very delicious.
Yeah. What was it, like €2 a pint?
Yeah. Yeah,
would recommend Slovakia if you like a drink.
Yeah, they have good beer.
And then what were we up to today? What were we doing for the rest of the trip?
Well, I think today the main focus is to explore the city, Bratislava, see what's got to offer. And then we start making plans for Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so we have a full day Saturday. Our flight is about 11 o'clock in the evening. So we're going to, like I said, we're going to explore a little bit today, see what's going on. Apparently there's a palace and a castle. Is that right? Or
yeah, I think there's some sort of old square type thing. Maybe a synagogue too, to see.
Yeah, so we'll have a look around. Try and hit up some of the main attractions, even if it is drizzly and horrible. And then we're hoping to go to Vienna tomorrow. It's about an hour on the train. So we figured while we're here, apparently Bratislava is quite small as a city anyway. So we figured while we're here, we may as well hop over the border. And actually, we're really not that far from Budapest either. So it might be worth, if we were to ever come back here again, or if you were planning on coming here, to plan a trip to Budapest and Vienna from here. It's quite a cheap place to stay and you can still see all those places. So yeah, we'll come back at you with a few of our highlights over the coming days, but we're trying to hit up a few different modes of transport. They have trams here. There's a river flowing through, and we've already taken an Uber, so it might be good.
One down.
It might be good to see what some of the other transport systems are like. And then we're also going to hopefully just roll the dice on a few decisions, see what it comes up with. I'll come up with a few options and let the dice decide what we'll end up doing. So who knows where we'll end up. But yeah, we'll get back and start chatting again, maybe again at the kitchen table, maybe somewhere completely different. But you shall hear us momentarily. We'll see you soon.
And welcome back to the second half of this episode. Quick update, we're now back in England. We had a rather full, jam-packed holiday. So
hectic, you could say.
Hectic, yeah. So we didn't actually manage to record the rest of the podcast while we were out there. But it's been about a week now. It's Thursday, so we're recording. We were out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's been about a week since we recorded the last bit that you just heard. And I had a great time, mate. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely worth it. I was a bit apprehensive before we left, but for sure it was a great holiday.
I really enjoyed it, and I think the best thing about it was the fact that we just followed our noses and ended up just finding random things as and when we were out and about.
I think if we didn't do that, we would have lost out, as I'm sure you'll hear.
I think so. So let's break it down then. On what happened, we just recorded when we landed Wednesday evening, didn't we? And then we went out to this nice little bar / club where we had a few drinks. There's a DJ playing some pretty chill music, which went into some rather not chill techno, and then back to some chill music again.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster of songs that DJ was playing.
Certainly. And then what do we do the next day?
Well, Thursday, something we didn't predict was the horrendous weather that came. It was a torrential rain all day, basically.
Pretty much all day, from start to finish. So we headed out anyway. We got our coats on and set off to explore. We walked around for a good few hours and got drenched. And it was a really good timing, actually. We stumbled across this tea room where it was advertised as in a bunker.
Yeah.
A tea room in a bunker.
A war shelter.
Yeah. And so we thought we'd give it a try. We weren't quite sure what it was going to be like or what it was about. But when we got down there, I can't really explain it. Well, they had over 100 different teas, little loose leaf tea. And everywhere you looked was little...
Not compartments.
Yeah, it was broken up into compartments.
You think it's just a big room, but you walk in and you've got, I don't know, 10 different sub rooms with sofas and these cool like Eastern drapings and covers and stuff.
And there was cushions, and we sat down and we chilled out there for probably a good hour and a half.
Played some dominoes.
Played dominoes, warmed up a bit, had quite a lot of tea.
Yeah, quite a lot.
And then we set off then, didn't we, again out in the afternoon. And then by the evening, we were quite tired. I think that was the highlight of my day. Obviously, we saw the castle and the cathedral and everything like that. But we ate some proper Slovak food as well. Yeah, that
despite the delay, we also a point of just a thing that I should mention was a giant shot we had. It's called the Spirit of Slovakia, and we bought it just before we started eating, and it took us out like one shot, and we were gone. It was so strong.
I wouldn't recommend it. If you're thinking about going to Bratislava after listening to this podcast, one thing I would suggest is
I definitely would, but not before you eat dinner.
No, to be fair though, I could still taste a shot after dinner on the way home. Anyway, we chilled out that night because we'd planned to go to Vienna the next day, which is about an hour and a half away on the bus.
Something like that.
From the middle of Bratislava in the city to the middle of Vienna in the city. €10 return, an hour and a half each way. Totally recommend it. Vienna was stunning. Absolutely loved it.
It's one of the most beautiful cities that I've been to, for sure.
Yeah. And we, immediately as we got there, the weather was perfect for it, but we came across these scooters and, you know, these little push scooters that have been electrified so that
they're called electric scooters, mate.
Yeah, but that sounds like one of those mopeds, but
oh no,
it was an electric scooter that you could hire, a bit like a Boris bike. Oh,
For those of you who don't know, we're currently recording in a park, and we've just had a pug just come up to us and
attack us.
It's just gone away. He's not interested anymore. We might have another guest on the podcast in a minute. Oh, dear.
Anyway, yeah, you wanted to hit before we left. You wanted to hit, I think, three modes of transport. And it was just a sign. The first thing we saw were these scooters. Easy app to download, set up. We were ready to go within 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah. And then we set off. We explored the city a little bit by these scooters and walked around a bunch. Took an underground as well while we were there.
We each decided to pick a monument or a landmark to show the other one. So different cathedrals, different... clocks. Just like, all right, we're going here, we're going there, and then the person didn't know, which I thought was quite cool.
Yeah, so I looked on the map, for instance, on Google Maps, and just had looked at points of interest, and then just took Guy there and told him a bit of the history, and then he took me on a tour to the next place. We ended up just stumbling across all sorts of random little interesting spots with some cool history and architecture, and then we also somehow ended up in a theme park.
Well, you wanted to go tobogganing.
Yes, there was a toboggan in the middle of a park, and which turned out to be a massive theme park.
We turned up and we just saw this roller coaster on its own. Like, what's this doing here? And then we start walking in and we're like, oh, it's a whole theme park.
It's like a fully fledged theme park. So we stayed there for quite a while, and we went on like four rides, I think.
Yeah, something like that, and including go-karting.
And obviously, I overtook everyone at go-karting. It's brilliant. And then we ate at a really nice restaurant that afternoon, featuring David Alaba.
David Alaba, Bayern Munich left back, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah, it's our little claim to fame. We eating in the same restaurant as him. I didn't know who he was, though, to be fair, so I can't really speak, but... Then we headed back to Bratislava after that in the evening.
Before we headed back to Bratislava, we stopped off in I think the biggest market in Europe,
yeah,
or something like this. And then we thought it was a good idea to buy a few olives to munch on the way back whilst we like pre for the night out. Got a bunch of olives, some garlic as well. And how much did it cost us, Stephen?
It set us back a full 20 euros. I think we were probably ripped off, you know. I think he saw us and thought we were tourists. I mean, when we got back to our apartment, we were amazed how many olives and garlic things we got. It was a lot.
20, but even 20 euros worth.
I'm not sure it's like fully 20 euros.
Those olives cost us as much as dinner the night before.
Yeah.
Practically.
It was probably like a good 50p an olive, maybe.
It's ridiculous.
It was a lot of money, but they were nice. And then they helped us get ready for the night out, didn't they? I mean, we brushed our teeth, obviously, before we went out.
Multiple times.
We went back, chilled out for a bit, played some cards and whatnot. And then we went out. We saw this techno night advertised.
Right. I just want to paint a picture. First of all, we didn't know where this club was. We got taken to like a random street because cars couldn't get onto the main high street. Then we started walking, saw this small door with these two Soviet-looking bouncers, and we just went, techno? They were like, I don't have a much entry cost. Walked in, pure darkness, walked down like two flights of stairs, and then in you've got this bunker playing hardcore Slovakian techno.
Like, really hard. It was... To start off with, it was a bit of a shock to the system. And it didn't help either that we were the only people there. And this event, to carry on painting the picture, this event started at like 11.
Yeah.
And it went on till 8 o'clock in the morning.
We only got there about midnight, maybe half midnight.
I don't think I've ever been to an event that goes on till 8 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy.
There was literally, I think, 5 people there, 2 behind the counter, 1 playing and 2 about to play.
Yeah, so we were essentially the only people there the whole night.
And they didn't speak English.
No.
We had to go Bina, and they understood us.
And so we stayed there for 2.5 hours, didn't we? And thankfully we had enough beer
to keep us
to
going.
Loosen us up a little bit so we could enjoy it and not worry about...
Became friends with the DJ.
Yeah. So I actually really enjoyed that night. I think we made the most of it. It could have been potentially a really awful night and a waste of money and time, but I think getting to know the DJ and just partying like by ourselves.
Slow style.
Exactly. It was great fun. And then the next day we hit up Bratislava again. We wanted to aim to go in some of the attractions and to see some of the things we didn't get to see on Thursday. And the castle, which is basically the main and only
the only
attraction in Bratislava. Not quite, but it's the top thing to do
if
there.
If you Google Bratislava, that castle will come up more than anything else.
Yeah. It was closed again. It was closed on a Thursday and it was closed again on Saturday. So we didn't end up going in there, but we did manage to stumble across someone that we recognised, didn't we, Guy?
Our local MP, Richard Bennion.
Yeah, shout out Richard Bennion if you listen to this. We managed to bump into him, which is such a random
coincidence. After leaving a cat cafe, going up, meeting our local MP, it was just a very weird morning.
It was so strange.
Whilst a little hungover, because we had just a few hours sleep, essentially.
We got back, didn't we, about 3 o'clock and had to leave our Airbnb by 11.
So I think we got back later than 3. We only left the club about 2:30, I think.
True. So we must have, we got lost on the way back.
Got lost. Ravaged all our food supply when we got back.
Yeah. It was worth it, though.
Anyway, back to Saturday. The castle was closed. So then
what do we do now? What do we do now? Because we've seen a lot of it already, so we can't just explore it all over again.
I would say we saw 90% of Bratislava on the Thursday.
Yeah.
So we had to do a quick Google check to see what monuments, what attractions there were. And in the end, we decided to go to a big Soviet monument to remember the fallen soldiers in World War II.
I think. It was actually a really nice monument and a really pretty park that it was set in. It was a bit of a trek away, but really nice walk on the way there, exploring some of the bits of Bratislava that you wouldn't go to as a tourist. And this monument was remembering all the Soviet soldiers that died liberating Bratislava from the Nazis. So, you know, we learned a bit of history while we were there as well. And we chilled out there in the park for a good hour or two, just trying to catch up with ourselves and reflect on what we got up to while we were away. And then, again, we were like, well, after an hour, what do we do now? You know, well, let's find something else random to do. We did look at, what was it? We did look at a firing range.
Yeah.
But we realised we'd have to take out a mortgage to be able to afford to go on said driving range, because it was incredibly expensive for very little, for a very short period of time to stay there. So we went to the Botanical Gardens, didn't we?
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Really, really beautiful. It took some time out as well to get there. Basically, we had a whole day to burn in Bratislava. And for those of you that have been there, or those of you that will be there, it's a very, very small place.
It's one of the smaller cities, for sure. And so the Botanical Gardens was a little bit out of the way, out of the city. So, again, it was nice to see a different side of it. And we caught a bus there and we caught a tram back. So, in total, over our trip, we managed to hit up 5 different modes of transport, which I'm really pleased with. I don't know why I have this fascination with it, but I think it's just really nice to see or to explore different ways of getting around when you go away. And you just kind of, I don't know.
No, I agree. It's a different way to see the city. You experience it more maybe as a local, or you see different things as you go. And we saw the river on the way back, which we didn't on the way there. And
then because we caught this tram on the way back, we ended up stopping somewhere completely different. We walked along the Danube River for a little bit and ended up coming across part of the city that we never even realised existed. So on Thursday, it was quite quiet and obviously it was raining, but there was a lot of things closed. And Richard Bennion, our MP, had told us that it was apparently the
stag capital of Europe.
So we were like, well, where are all these stag dudes?
Where are all the people?
Yeah, where's everyone at? Turns out they all come out on a Saturday night in this certain part of Bratislava where all the fancy restaurants and pubs are. So we went for a stroll around there and it made it look really nice.
It was a completely different experience from Thursday. Thursday was wet and miserable, and we saw the maybe slightly more run down areas of Bratislava,
yeah,
I would say.
I'd say, yeah.
And then on Saturday when the sun was out, when all the people were out, it was really quite impressive. It felt like Vienna in a way. It was a lot of fun.
Certainly was. So, and then towards the end of the night then we went back to the airport a little bit early so we could catch the Champions League final, which was a little bit of a disappointment because it was a boring match, but we were actually the only flight going from the airport. So everyone in this whole airport was on the same flight as us, which was a bit strange, but we got back quite late, about 3 o'clock in the morning, didn't we, to Thatcham. So we were pretty tired the next day, but hence why we've waited until now to record the rest of the podcast. But had an awesome trip. I really enjoyed
what exploring. Were your highlights, would you say?
I'd say the tea shop, going around Vienna on those scooters, and probably as well the theme park, just because it was so out there. I never expected to go away and like be in a theme park.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think the theme park, the scooters, and actually the techno night.
The techno night.
Yeah. I actually had a really good time. I think again with the whole trip, I wasn't sure what to expect, and I think that shows how we went into the holiday. We went with open minds, and all the things that we ended up loving the most are the ones that weren't planned.
Yeah,
ones that we just happened to come across. And if we stuck to a regimented schedule or we planned to see X, Y, and Z, then we would have missed out on a lot. So I'm really happy that it's the way we did it was the way that we did it.
For sure. Yeah, I think you put that really well. I wouldn't change how we went about booking and traveling around. I think we didn't go out each day with a set plan of things to see or do. We just went with the flow, and we ended up doing some really random stuff, going random places and meeting our MP.
Being our MP, being a footballer, meeting some Slovakian DJs. Yeah, it was a cool trip.
It was awesome. Yeah. So I'd encourage anyone that's listening to this, I'd encourage you to have a think about doing something similar. Maybe not booking a holiday, but just to go out with a bit more of an open mind and less of a plan, because I think it was very different to any other trip I've been on where I've had an itinerary or a list of things I wanted to see, like a checklist. So
it also helped that the main attractions were closed. So we were forced to look at other things.
Think outside the box, I suppose. But I'm really glad that you suggested we do this. I've got some really great memories, and I really enjoyed spending a bit more time just with you as well. Seeing. Well, I don't get to spend that much time, like 3-4 days solidly just with one of my mates, so it was a really nice experience to do that. And actually traveling can be a bit of a strain and a challenge, because we were with each other pretty much 24/7, or for the 4 days at least.
24/4.
Yeah, 24/4. So yeah, thank you, mate, for suggesting it and coming along and being so open-minded.
Can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, mate, I think we'll definitely have to do it again. Definitely. I'm really keen to see what else we get up to.
If you have any recommendations, send them in.
Yeah, hit us up on at the Stephen Reed Podcast on Instagram, and we've also got a Facebook page as well. Or you probably also know us in person, so just let us know.
It's likely.
Just let us know. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed our ramblings about our adventures away.
I hope it made sense.
Yeah, because obviously we've recorded this in bits, it's hard to know what the continuity of this episode is going to sound like, but I think it's nice for us to have here as well, so that we can listen back and hear what it sounds like.
If you stayed this long, thanks.
Well, thanks for coming back on the podcast as well, guy. It's been a real pleasure recording again with you. And I'm sure it won't be the last time.
We'll speak to everyone again very soon. So I hope you can join us for the next episode of the Stephen Rue Podcast.
And the next episode of Stephen Podcast Goes Abroad.
Dun, dun, dun. That's not a spoiler. We haven't got any more any more booked. But thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.